Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Everyone, it's just so good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. And this is in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. He's been gone for 2 years and 5 months, and we sure miss him, but we're trying to carry on the gospel of Jesus Christ like he asked us to do. So just keep us in your prayers, and we thank everyone for all your prayers. All the ones that are lifting this ministry up, we couldn't do it without you. And we just want everyone to join in tonight as we lift up the name of Jesus and worship him in spirit and in truth and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and believing that somebody's going to give their heart to the Lord tonight and somebody's going to be healed and set free and delivered. That's what we're here for, is to pray and believe with you. And I had a special request come in a while ago. Todd Davis is getting ready for surgery, and he said he needed prayers for him and his family. We welcome all the new listeners from all over the world and just want you to come in and join in with us. And we pray that it'll be a blessing to you. And just lift me up tonight because I've been battling this cold for weeks on top of weeks, and I'm still battling it. So just keep me in your prayers tonight that God will touch me and get this stuff cleared out of here. And our subject tonight is coming out of Matthew 5:45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. And, you know, a lot of people think just because they're a Christian that they're exempt from things happening to them and stuff. But no, all of us have to go through things in life. But if you got the Lord, you can make it because he'll strengthen you and he'll help you get through it. And when you go through these trials and all the stuff you have to go through with, you just come out a stronger Christian whenever you turn it all over to the Lord and trust the Lord to take care of it. I know that we lost 7 family members in 20 months, and I'm going to say it was not easy. But with the Lord's help, we've gotten through, and I just thank God that I do have him in my life, because at one time when I didn't have him in my life, I mean, my life was miserable, and I didn't have the Lord to rely on when something like this come up. So it's very important that you have the Lord in your life, and when you go through something, then he'll see you through it. I see that we got a call in here. 205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Looking for a good time in the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, so just want to thank God for how good he's been to us, to all of us.
Amen.
You know, this sermon hits me close tonight, what I've got preaching, because everybody, you know, when something bad happens and you're a Christian and you actually living right and doing right, And something comes on them, you know, real bad. And the people are, but why would God do this? Because we all hear it. And sometimes we all feel it. You know, it's just natural for us to say, well, Lord, why would you do this? They're good people. They ain't do wrong. They serve you, Lord. But you know what? We have a just God, a loving God, one that suffered and bled for each one of us. And glory to God, the Lord Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, is our Lord and our Savior. But he's also the one that went through all he went through for us. All the suffering he did for us. And you think about one time in your life before you met Jesus and asked him to come in and forgive you, that you was worthy of that suffering. And then we act like he's not worthy for us to go in through anything for him. You know, people come to church and they're down and out and stuff, and you can ask them what's wrong. Well, my wife's got cancer, or my husband's got cancer. And I just don't understand why God would do this to them. And that's what we're preaching on that. People don't understand everything. But you know why? They do not study this word of God to show themselves approved unto, to get the understanding of it that only comes through the Spirit of God. We can't know the will of God for us if we don't even know the word of God. And that was given to us for us to have a way to make it out, to escape this world of sin. Glory to God, I thank him tonight. He made a way for this old boy to quit the stuff I was doing, and I was doing everything wrong you could do. I was wide open going the other way, and one day he put the brakes on for me. And I found myself up in the woods by my mother's, praying and reading the Bible. Well, I'd just been a drinker and a doper and a runarounder. Anything you think of, I did it. And when I cried out to him from the depths of my heart, opened up and just asked him, please, please forgive me. Let me have another chance. You know what he did? He didn't come to me and say, well, you shouldn't have done this, and you shouldn't have done that, and you shouldn't have been over there. He said, okay, son, I'll forgive you. I hadn't forgot that day. I hadn't forgot what it felt like when I come out of them woods. Praise God, everything had changed. Everything looked different, smelled different. I didn't have the desires for the junk that led me around by my nose before. And praise God, I'd been set free. And people, when you're free, you're free. But you're free to follow Jesus. We all claim, you've heard people say, I want to follow the steps of Jesus. You better watch what you're saying. He suffered for you. He bled and died for you. Yeah. He didn't complain.
Amen.
He prayed to God, the Father, and said, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. He said, but nevertheless, now I ain't saying to take it away. I'm saying, if it be your will, I want to be in your will, Father. And we can't do the same. We're so weak of Christians that when something comes up, and I'll confess right now, when Brenda got cancer, my wife, she'd been serving God since she's 12 years old. She got saved at 12. Had been serving God all her life, wouldn't back up, wouldn't surrender. And praise God, when she got that cancer, they let me know she was dying. I couldn't understand, Lord, why? And in that same hour, I got my answer, because I love her. I'm not going to let her keep on and on suffering. I'm going to bring her out of the suffering and bring her into the joys of the Lord and glory to God. You know what? That brought peace to me when I couldn't find it nowhere else. Because I knew what God was doing then. He explained it to me when I was praying that he was bringing her out of the suffering. He was bringing her out of the misery. And yet you let something happen to a good Christian, and somebody in their family will always come up and say, well, why would God do that when I got this eye put out? My left eye. That's the only good eye I had, so I was legally blind, a 2400 vision. My son come, he's in the Marines, he come down. All my family about it come up there. Look at that boy, I look rough, you know. I mean, all big bruised up. My eye was bleeding about half the time and all that. Swelled out like crazy. And my boy, first words out of his mouth, why would God do that to you? You've been serving God. And I had to set him down then. Me hurting so bad I couldn't hardly stand it. God didn't do this, son. The devil did this. He wants to drag me away from the throne of God and his mercy. He wants to take me out of the arms of Christ and let me get back in the hands of the devil. I said, but he ain't going to do it because he ain't going to lie to me. I know what happened. It was a bipolar child that was sick, didn't realize what he's doing, hit me in the face with the end of a cement block and threw it over and hit me right like this across my eye and took it. God didn't have nothing to do with that. But God's the one that gave me vision in the other eye that the doctor said couldn't see. Praise God, never would see. And now I can see. I'm fixing to read my Bible here in just a minute. I don't have no glasses. My glasses laying right over here. I ain't got no contacts in. Praise God, because God come on the scene. When we get something out to us, we got something that the sinners don't have. We have hope in God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And glory to God, he never fails us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I'll go with you all.
Amen.
Praise God. What does blaming God do for you except put a wedge between you and him, you and his blessings? I want to start reading this a little bit in this Bible, but let's just remember who we serve. We serve a true and a living God. They killed him. They killed his flesh, their body, but they couldn't keep him dead. Praise God. And he went to heaven. But he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So what we're going through down here, that's not but for an instant. But let me tell you this. If we suffer a little down here, for the name of Jesus, it's just a little while. Think about eternity.
Amen.
That the others that won't serve him, that deny him, that blame him for everything that happens, where they're going to be for their eternity. There's nothing good in their future, only damnation, a lake of fire burning with brimstone where the devil himself will be there to torment you forever. And we can make a choice now tonight. You can say, I don't want that in my future. You got to do something about it. You got to cry out from your mouth and your heart and reach out to Jesus, ask him to forgive you. And if you need to suffer for him, be willing to do it. Praise God. But this is what it says. I'm going to start reading. In verse 43, it's the fifth chapter of Matthew. And it says, you have heard that it's been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. And a lot of people, they still do that today. He said, but I say to you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Now, I got news for you. This woke generation hasn't got that in them. They haven't got God's touch in their heart. They can't forgive you if you say a word. They don't want you to say they come against you. They dox you. They'll put your address out on it. Tell everybody, go there. Tell them off, because they don't believe like we do. Well, my gosh, I'm not at your house, Emma, and you don't believe like I do. So who is right and who is wrong in this? It goes on and says this, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust. In other words, what's befalling a Christian befalls everybody else too. It's not God doing it to you. He's not picking favorites. He's not just going out here and bringing evil on us to see if we're able to stand. That's the devil that does that. That's the devil that tempts and tries us. And glory to God, wants to make us weak that we can fall back into the trap of sin. But praise God, I've been delivered once and for all by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I ain't going back. Ain't nothing behind me except misery and poverty. I come out of there and in the Lord, he done us out of all. Right into the joy of my Lord, glory. And I'm not going back to that evilness. I'm not going back to that darkness. I got light in me and light around me and light in my life. Why would you want anything else, people? Tell me something. Do you not seek good days and peace and joy in your life? Well, glory to God. You can't have it if you're a billionaire without God. Well, I'd like to try. I've heard that many times from many a Christian. If you'd like to try that, then your salvation is not worth but $1 billion to you. There ain't enough money in this world to buy mine, because it's not for sale. That's a song, Tim.
Amen.
Not for sale. And, buddy, if you are, praise God, the devil will buy you. There's people that's got down and prayed, oh, devils, make me a millionaire, and I'll serve you. And he'd make him a millionaire because he wants your soul to come to him. He'd make fun of you for being so dumb that you wouldn't receive a God that can grant you forever in heaven, but you'd rather go in that lake of fire and suffer and burn and be tormented forever and ever. What Satan must think we're the craziest people in the world to think we'd go back on God as we once know the joy of serving. But it goes on, said, for if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Tax collectors, why, they love them that love them. And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? He said, be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. I'm going to tell you,
amen.
Many preachers I've sat under and sat in the church and heard them preach that nobody can be perfect. We sin a little
amen.
Every day. That's because you're not serving God. You're still serving that other fellow.
Right.
You know, the one that we picture with horns and a tail on him, oh, Satan, praise God, he can appear as an angel of light, and he can deceive you, glory to God, and keep you from the perfection of God, that he can come into your life, and hallelujah, God, he said he'd make you more than an overcomer, one that can put Satan where he belongs, under your feet, glory to God, and keep him there, because the strength, the might, and the power of God resides in you if his spirit's in there. And you can overcome the wicked one. He told us when he sent them out to preach. And they come back and they was rejoicing, just praising God. They walked up and they said, even the spirits was subject unto us. We could cast them old devils out. What did he tell them? You shouldn't rejoice over that. You ought to rejoice because your name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what matter is. Praise God. When you go to blaming God for the wrong that goes into your life, the hard times that come, the heartache that comes, that's natural to every human being. That he's going to have trouble, trial, tribulation, lose people to death. Glory to God. Don't blame God. Praise God that you're here and you had the strength to come through it. You don't stay in and wallow in self-pity, but you stand up in the love of God, that if our loved ones are gone, we can see them again. If the glory to God, if they love the Lord, hallelujah, like Brenda did, Brother Yearwood did, a blessed God, we know where they're at, and we know how to get there. And praise God, ain't nothing turning me around from that. My daddy, my uncle, his wife, my Aunt Betty, they're all up there waiting on us. And if we just follow and make it into the kingdom of God, never will another thing bad ever happen to us. And people are going to say, I don't understand this. I go to church. I pay my tithes. I help people. I do this. And here I am now. I'm sick. I've got arthritis. I can't hardly walk. My kids got something wrong with them. Why would God do that? It says in the Bible that God does not tempt any man to fall. He don't tempt you.
Amen.
Can he be tempted? So glory to God. When you're tempted and drawn away, it's you. You can't blame God for nothing. He didn't do it.
That's
it's just the world we live in. It's the situations in our life. It's the things that happen to everybody. And yet we get so angry at the one that forgave us and brought us by his blood into a spotless, a holy life before him. And when something happens, we're going to just let go of that and blame somebody. You better just blame life, because God didn't have nothing to do with it. Praise God.
Amen.
Here's what the Bible says. This is out of the 10th chapter of Matthew, verse 24. That the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant.
Amen.
It's enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, O devil, how much more shall they call them of his household? How, what do you think they say about us now? These sorry Christians, they get talking down about these poor transgender kids. People, I ain't talking down about them. I just wish to God they'd get saved before they make that mistake. Because you know what? He said he made them male and female. He didn't say I made male, female, non-binary, non-this, that. Over here's another kind. Here's another kid. That's a lie. And I don't tell you where it comes from. It comes from hell and smells like smoke. Because that's from Satan. He tries to put anything and everything between the Word of God and the truth of God and his children. He wants you to fall for this. Well, they're gonna come against us, and they're going to do this and that. Glory to God. Hey, they come against him. They come against the apostles. They killed them all, didn't they? Praise God. Think about it. Now, I can suffer for Jesus like he suffered for me if they do come at me. But they can't take him out of my heart. Ain't a government, no word, can take him out of my heart. I've got to evict him before he'll go, and that ain't happening. Not in this world or the world to come. And glory to God. It said, fear them not, therefore. This is what I was telling you. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known.
Amen.
They can do evil to you every day. They can talk bad about you. They can tell how you're full of hate. And you hate these people as being transgender. You hate the gays. I got news for them. You're a liar. You're a liar. And the devil's your father. I don't hate nobody, period. I don't put them down. Glory to God. What they're doing, I deem it wrong because the Word of God said so, not because James Miles said it. I ain't got it in me to hate them. That's the people that he said love them and pray for them and lift them up that I might make them well. Because glory to God, I can't do nothing for them except pray. Fight nobody. He said, what I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. Well, what this Word of God tells me is if I walk in this Word, guess what? You can accuse me of whatever you want. Y'all can come against me. Y'all can catch me out here, beat me up. Y'all might kill me. But you can't stop me on my journey to heaven. Because it's done been paid for. Jesus paid for it at the cross. Jesus paid for my salvation and eternal life when he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. That's what Easter's about. It ain't about no rabbit or no colored eggs. Glory to God. It's about Jesus Christ conquering death, hell, and the grave. That we don't have to suffer it. And glory to God. Them that put us down, they're putting themselves down, not us. They're not fighting us. They're fighting God. They're just too silly to know it. It said this right here, though. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul.
Amen.
But rather fear them which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You think about what they're doing right there, what God's saying. Then you know what I'm reading, red letter. That's what Jesus said to us all. And glory to God. He said, why do you fear these people out here? Because you don't believe like them, they're going to come against you. Yeah, they're going to persecute you. They might even kill you. But what are you afraid of them for? I'm the only one is Jesus Christ, God Almighty, that can kill us and cast our soul into hell. And the Bible even tells us in Revelation that death in hell is not bad enough. They're going to be cast in the lake of fire. That's how bad that lake of fire is. And that's where they're headed when you decide to blame God when things go wrong and blame somebody else when things go good. It don't work that way. If he's bringing wrong on you, it can also bring blessings, couldn't he? So why don't you praise him for the blessings then? You go to church today, praise the Lord, and when you get there, you know, we always used to in church at the end of the service, always, anybody got a testimony? And people would stand up all over the church lift their hands, and you point at one, this and that, and they'd all give a testimony about it. Tell what things God has done, how good he's been, how far he's brought them, and know he's going to carry them the rest of the way. Glory to God. And testify for it. And you do it today, and they'll be all going, looking round about, trying to see who's going to talk, because they ain't got a testimony. They left theirs at home, or they forgot it. They can't remember what all God's done for them, so they don't testify no more. Now, praise God. Woe to them, because when you quit speaking up for God, your silence speaks against God. Hallelujah. And you may not realize it, but these people that's coming into church that's still hunting God and seeking him in their life, you showing them that you don't have enough to make you lift your hand and praise God and stand up and testify about him. It's time to play. The preacher's been playing with people for years and years. Pat them on the back. Tell them they're all right. Pray you good. You're a good fella. Because I've seen you put that money in the pot. Every week, you lay that big check in there. And I've seen them checks. I know you put good money. Oh, you're a good fella. You're a good woman. Oh, yes. All your children are as precious. All this stuff. Now, let me tell you something. What makes you precious is when God is inside you. And people around you can feel it and see him. And they'll hear you telling about him. And how good he's been, what he's brought you from, where he's taken you to, the road ahead, glory to God. It may be paved with old rough rocks, and we got to walk across them. But praise God, we don't have to do it alone. But them that blame God, them that live in sin, they're doing that alone. There's no God with them. I'd rather suffer for Jesus Christ than live in a mansion for the devil. Because that mansion's going to burn up. And I will, too, if I do that. Glory to God. I may get a little fired up here in a minute. But this has been on my mind, on my heart. I want to read a little bit out of Luke. It comes out of the 21st chapter of the book of Luke. Oh, glory to God. And this is what it said. I'm going to start in verse 10. This is when he was telling. They'd asked him, said, what shall be the sign in those days when you're coming back? And he said, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful signs, and great signs shall there be from heaven. He said, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you. In there, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Well, he was speaking to the apostles. Do y'all realize that? Telling them what was going to befall them before these signs was put across the whole world. Now the signs have been across the whole world. Reckon who this is going to now. The apostles are dead and gone. They've gone on into the kingdom of God, all except one that betrayed Christ. But here's what it says. It said, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Well, boy, it's going to hurt these Christians. They haven't got a testimony. When they go to persecuting them,
amen.
If they ain't got a testimony, I'm afraid they'll fall. Oh, no, I'm not one of them. And they'll be just like Peter. When he stood out there by the fire after they took Jesus into the judgment hall, glory to God, he stood out there when they said, you one of them too. He said, I don't know him. Three times. One time would be enough to condemn you. But Peter got forgiveness, but we might not. He said, set therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. He said, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. He's going to give us wisdom to tell them why we serve the living God, why our trust, our hope, our future is in him. Glory to God. It ain't in the things of the world, because we know something they evidently don't. This world's going to burn up. Even the elements are going to melt. He said, but we, glory to God, we can look for a new heaven and a new earth, because all of others have passed away, and all things will be new. Glory to God. Won't be new for them. because they're denying of God. They're blaming God. They're not having a testimony. They refuse to raise their hands and praise the Lord. Oh, that! But I'm still a Christian.
Mom.
You're not. If you don't do what Jesus said, you can't be a Christian. You can't be born again. You can't be alive in Christ, because he said, glory to God, you're dead. And he said, I'm not the God of the dead. I'm the God of the living. Praise God. He put life down in me. Hallelujah, God. I didn't know what life was till Jesus came in. But praise God now. I know what living is, and it's living for him. It's lifting up that holy name of Jesus. It's trying to live a holy life before all men. It's putting sin out of your life forever and inviting more and more of Jesus in. That's what a Christian's about.
Amen.
A Christian wants to tell people about Jesus. He wants to share the hope and the peace and the joy that he's put in his life and in his heart. If you can't do that, quit telling me you're a Christian. If you hadn't got nothing to say for God, you'll be tricked into saying something against him. People don't like it. I can't help it. That's what the Word of God said. And this is what it goes on to say. And you shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. That's in the time, I believe, of the Antichrist. I really do. And I believe he's telling you ahead of time, these are the signs he is coming. So he hadn't come yet. If he had come, there wouldn't be nobody to persecute, would they? Because the whole world, there wouldn't be nothing left but sinners. So we're going to be here through some of this. Now, I tell you, you better take it to heart. He said, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. You see, we won't go along to their rioting. We won't go along to their belief of this and that and the other, that the Bible says is abominations and a lie and ain't no truth in it. But we want to stand in the truth. We want to follow Jesus. We want to walk a straight, narrow path. They're walking that big, broad path. But at the end of it, it drops right off in that lake of fire. We've got to go on, people. And I'm telling you something. We can't back up on this. You back up a little bit, and you've lost it all. You got to be going forward all the time. I've said it before.
Amen.
He said, go in the pride of the other. Praise God. He said, once you catch a hold of the plow, if you look back, you ain't worthy of it. You're not worthy of the kingdom of God. You're not worthy of the salvation he brought us. You're not worthy of the grace of God. If you can't do what it says, and praise God, let all that have breath praise the Lord, and you can't even get a shout out of them anymore. You can preach your heart out, and they'll sit there and look at you. And when they ain't looking at you, they're looking at their watch. Like they got an appointment somewhere with somebody that's greater and mightier than our God. And they ain't got nothing that important in their life. You missed your favorite show. That preacher got long. I didn't get to see my show. I'll tell you what, that's sorry of him. When that preacher's doing what God said, if he says preach an hour and a half, that preacher better preach an hour and a half. If he says 30 minutes, he needs to quit at 30 minutes too. Because praise God, we're in a time now, it's going to tell us where our forever is going to be spent. If you don't want heaven,
amen,
just keep going like you're going. Just keep sitting still. Just keep not moving. This guy, hallelujah, I'm fired up because I feel this. If you can't praise God in the church house, you're not going to praise him nowhere else. If you can't testify of God in the church house where there's safety, you're not going to do it anywhere else. Don't lie to me, because I know I've been there. If I can't praise him to everybody I see, I won't be able to praise him to nobody. If I'm scared of somebody because I know they don't love God or I know they're a sinner, then what good am I going to do for my salvation or for theirs, if I'm scared to tell them about Jesus? If I'm scared to get up in the church and say, I want to thank my God, because you know what? I know what it's like to be blind, but now I see. Glory to God. There's a lot of people ain't lost an eye, but they just blind just like I was before God healed his eye. They blind, they can't see their way. They can't understand that the Word of God is not a suggestion. It's a commandment. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And people says, well, I don't believe like you do. I don't believe in all that jumping up and down and shouting. I didn't say jump up and down and shout. You ought to have a shout of praise. Glory to God. Praise the Lord that I serve. He's been so good to me. Hallelujah. I want to give you more, God. So give me more energy. That's what you should be doing. That's a praise.
Yeah.
That's a shout. That's a glorifying God for who he is and what he's done in our little feeble lives down here. Oh, but we're quick to blame him. Something goes wrong. You've had a real good job, paid good. All of a sudden, you get laid off. You don't know why. You and 15 or 20 was picked out. You laid off. God, why would you do that to me? You know I depended. I can't even pay my house payments and stuff no more. I can't find a job that paid that good. Boy, your God's about that big. Need obedience to something. Because if he can't take care of you, you can't be took care of. If God don't bring you to it, because you want to stay in it. You understand what I'm saying? I could have stayed blind. I could have not believed what God told me. On the second night, after I got this eye put out, I got down and was praying hard and seeking God and glory to God, crying, pitying myself. But I said, Lord, you know why. And he come to me and I heard it. People don't believe me. But I promise you and God, it's the truth. I heard it in my ear. He said, you're in my hands now, son. When my wife was gone to get groceries when she got back, I was still shouting. I was out of breath, sounded like one of them old steam engines. But you know what? I was praising my God. I was giving him all I had because he called me son. I got news for you. If that won't crank your tractor, there ain't no fuel in it. That's just like the glory to God.
Amen.
Five of them had the oil in their lamp. Five of them went with a dry lamp. And when the bridegroom came, hallelujah, all they had to do was trim their lamps and go into it. But they didn't have nothing because they'd never invited him in. They never sought the Spirit of God. So they said, give us a year oil. They said, oh, not so, lest we don't have enough. Go and buy your own. In other words, go seek God yourself. And that's what I'm telling you tonight. I can't give you what I've got. But I'm telling you this. It's a vast supply. And if you'll seek him out, you can find something that you'll figure out you can't do without. And that's the love and mercy and the indwelling of God himself to come and be inside you. And you won't worry about what the world's doing to you or what things has been following you because you know you got one that's bigger on your side. I thought about this. I got preaching on the phone today and stuff. You remember how David went out and fought over Goliath? The whole army of Israel was standing stock still because that man was huge. Six fingers and toes, just huge. Talking about his weapons, like his spear was that big around, like a weaver's beam, they said. And he's out there, come on, one of you fight me. And little David, a shepherd boy, goes out there with a sling and a rock. And he said, the battle's not mine. The battle belongs to the Lord. All he did was crank up, sling that rock. He sunk up in that old giant's forehead and he fell. Well, people, whatever giant you're facing, whatever's keeping you from God, why don't you get your rock and sling and shut up crying about it and do something about it? Why don't you get God backing you up? Where you can say, the battle's yours, God. I'm just going to throw the rock, and I'm going to trust you to put it where it goes. Hallelujah. Because he will. He did for me. Like I said, I can see now. I can preach now. I can read my Bible without a magnifying glass. That wasn't happening for a long time. But praise God, he moved. He was there. He was able. Praise God. I didn't doubt him because he said he'd do it. And praise God, I believed him. That's how foolish I was. I just believed God. Well, what about you? Do you believe him tonight? Do you believe that God's able to forgive you, wash all your sins away, take all your nasty habits and filth out of your life, glory to God, and make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus? And then he said, I'll put my spirit within you. He told us in John 14, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come.
Okay, we're back in there now. Brother James, we're back on now. We somehow got disconnected.
That's what Satan.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I hear you. See, Satan don't like this.
Okay, we got disconnected. We have back in.
Okay, I'm just going to go on then, Jim.
Okay.
He says this. That when he said, you'll be hated of all nations for his name's sake.
Yeah.
He said, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience, possess ye your souls. If you hang in there for God, even though you're going through things, even though things look rough, even though the times are hard, even though it seems like the world is coming against you, praise God, in your patience, possess ye your soul. If we don't give up and give out along the way, if we press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, we can get there. But if you let go and let up any little bit, I believe that you've got to fight the next battle on your own. Folks, I'm not big enough.
Yeah.
I know I'm not. Uh-huh. I can't fight all the life's battles by myself. I need help. I need God. I need his presence. I need his strength. I need his glory, a shining in my life where people can see that there's a presence of somebody inside me other than me.
Amen.
Because if I'm all you got to believe in, it's because I preach or because you see me out and I'm doing right. You ain't got nothing. Don't worry about me. Don't look at me. Look to Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. And you believe in him, he will let that faith carry you through the battles. He'll give you strength to overcome the enemy. But praise God, don't look to me to get you there. Look to Jesus.
Amen.
People think that when you get saved and are born again and you're serving God, that they ain't nothing to it after that. God will just take you through. God will fight all your battles. You won't have to suffer any. Let me read this out of the book of Acts, chapter 14, verses 21 and 22. It said, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. This, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Boy, ain't no claim in that, is there? You are going to go through things for Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You are going to be persecuted for the name of Jesus. Every Christian that's a true Christian that really walks the walk, not just talk it, but lives it, you're going to be persecuted. Praise God. Every one of us. Hallelujah. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be run down. You're going to be lied on. And a lot of people, even good Christian people, they'll believe them lies. Because, well, I didn't ever like him no way. I didn't like his preaching anyway. He preaches too hard. People, if I didn't preach hard, I wouldn't care nothing about you, would I? But because I love you, because I want to see us all in the kingdom of God, I preach just as hard as I can. Because little patty cake stuff ain't going to get us there. It's not going to get us home, but knowing this, that as Christ suffers for us, we need to be willing to suffer some for him. He said we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. He didn't say, hey, a little old gravy train fare, that boy, you'll be smiling every day, won't nothing ever go wrong. You'll make it into the kingdom just fine. Just go on. Don't pay no attention to nothing. He said, no, you're going to suffer a little bit. No, you're going through tribulation. These things going to happen to you. These hurts and pains and all this stuff that's going to follow you because the devil hates you. He's fighting you. He wants to trip you up. He'll make you sick. He'll give you a headache. He'll give you a heartache. He'll have your kids turn against you. Glory to God. Him and your family will run you down. Don't pay no mind to it, what he's saying. Because we know we got to go through. To get there, there's a sea of tribulation that we got to cross to get to the kingdom of God. Well, I don't know if it's worth it. You keep doubting it. You'll never know because you won't get there. If God's not working,
amen,
a little suffering from us, a little effort from us, a little putting out who we are out of the way where we can get a hold of who he is, glory to God, you're not going to get there anyway. Because God is
amen
not looking for people that think they got the power to get there. He's looking on people that'll humble themselves down before him and trust in the power of God,
yeah,
to get them into the kingdom. We got them today, hallelujah, God, that goes, I know whole churches that you can go to it, and when you walk in, you feel like you got the Holy Spirit in the house because they're bone dry. But they claim to be serving God, and they're in the church. They come to the church, but they ain't none of them doing what the Bible said. But they're there. Well, good. Hey,
amen,
you go to the club, the drinking joints, and there's people there too, and they ain't serving God either. If you don't serve him, the Bible said we must serve him in spirit and truth.
Amen.
How are you going to serve
right
him in truth if you lie to yourself and you go to church and this, you get in there and there ain't nothing in you about God. Ain't nothing in you. Ain't no love for God. Ain't no worship for God. Ain't no giving of yourself for God. You just want to go to church, be seen. Everybody talk good about you. It wasn't about me to start with, folks. It's always been about Jesus. Everything up there.
Amen.
Made for Jesus. Did you know that he's the ruler over it all now? Do you know what the Bible said about Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. It said it pleased the Father that in him, in Jesus, should all the fullness of the Godhead rest bodily. Glory to God. That's the word,
amen,
of God. That when you see Jesus, just like he told them over in John about 14, if you've seen the Father, you've seen me. He told them, said, they said, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And he said, have I been so long among you? Have you not seen me? Do you not realize and understand yet who I am? He is
God
in the flesh. He came.
Amen.
There's three that become one. He says in our Bible, as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It don't say Spirit, it says Holy Ghost. And it says these three,
amen,
are one. They're already one.
Amen.
Because the Father, to all of them come in to Jesus Christ. When we see him, you're going to look right on the eyes of the Father. But right now, he's set down on the right hand of God. And right now, he's making intercession for me and you. And he's hollering, Lord, don't send me down to get them yet, Father. Give them a little more time. Maybe they'll repent. Maybe they'll turn from their wicked way. Maybe the churches will wake up and come back to worshiping me and loving me. Lord, I pray that you just give them a little more time. But you know, time is running out quickly. This
amen
last thing over here, I want to read some out of 1 Peter before I end up. Because this is an important place over here. At chapter 4 in 1 Peter, we'll read about the first couple of verses and then we'll stop a minute. This is one I was telling you about. He said, for as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
Yeah.
For he that hath suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. You know, if you're willing to take all the slings and arrows of the unjust, the unholy, the unrighteous, that they're going to shoot at us, you're willing to take that for Christ's sake, you learn a little bit about what Jesus did when he came here. If you suffer for Jesus Christ, you're learning what he went through for you. Glory to God.
Amen.
And they put him out, and they beat him till there wasn't no meat much left on his back. Just cut him all to pieces with a cat of nine tails. That wasn't enough. So they spit him. They slapped him. They hit him in the face. They hit him with their fists. Then they took him to the cross. Then they stretched him. Probably pulled his joints out of socket to stretch him to fit them holes. and they drove them spikes in his hands. Then they crossed his feet, and they drove that spike down through his feet and nailed him to the cross. Then they stood it up, and they piled down in that hole. You imagine what that jar felt like to him on that cross? But he had the ability to have called 12 legions of angels. Legion consists, glory to God, it said a legion consists between 4 and 6,000. So that's 48,000 to 72,000 angels was right there. All he had to do was get me down. That's enough. And he'd have been off that cross, they'd have probably destroyed the world. But he loved you to stay on that cross.
Yes,
and even so then, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. How much have we suffered for Christ? If he can do all that for me, that I'd have a chance to escape the sins that I put in my own life, but a chance to escape it and live for him. Glory to God. If I got to suffer a little along the way, and it's for him and his name's sake, he said, arm yourself with the like mind of Christ. He was willing to suffer for us. We ought to be willing to suffer for him. Because that's what it's coming down to. I think everybody in America knows it's coming to them. They can't stand Christians. That's one of their big goals, is to stop us where we won't come against them anymore, and they can do all the evil they want, and nobody won't say nothing. Well, if I got to go through it, I just got to go through it. He said that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. You see, if you're willing to suffer for God, that's because you've surrendered. You've surrendered your life to the will of God for you. And the will of God for you is that you would live holy. Holy is sinless and blameless. I can't live without sin. And you can't know Jesus. There's no way. You may have deceived yourself and think you got something, but you can't know Jesus and still serve the devil. He said, them that sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning.
Amen.
So if we're still sinning, and we still find sin in our life, and we're so easily brought out of it, and glory to God, I got news for you. That's because Jesus don't live in here, inside you. He don't live in your life. He don't live in your mind. He don't live in your heart. But he said, love the Lord with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, all your strength.
Amen.
And we do that, glory to God. Yeah. We'll be able to suffer through some things, but we know the glory that lies on the other side of that suffering. That's why the children of God is happier than anybody else in the world. They may be persecuted and pushed down, but they're not destroyed. They might be beat up, talked about, run down, hallelujah, but they're not discarded from God, because God has us in his hand. We cannot be plucked out. The only way to get out of the hand of God is if you turn away and walk away. It goes on there. Since for the time finished of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walk in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquets, and abominable idolatries. And then he goes on to, and now they think it's strange because you won't run to the rites and all that junk with them. You don't want to go out and do the banqueting and stuff like that the evil do, because you're busy. You're serving God. You're praying. People, we should never cease praying. There's enough right now that we could pray till the day we die. Never quit except long enough to eat and sleep. And we never get everything in this world that needs prayer prayed about. We never mention all the names that need to be saved. There's so many.
Amen.
Just in my family and around my community and my state that needs prayer, that need lifting up, that need renewing. And glory to God, let me tell you this. I'm walking high and been kicking in high cotton because I went back to the church I used to pass, went up there and preached Sunday morning, Sunday night, and had three that wanted to get baptized and renew their
praise the Lord.
Their faith to Christ. Renew their life in Jesus Christ. I was so happy. And I said, y'all want me to go down here and get this baptismal from this other guy, warm it up? They said, no, what's wrong with the creek? We went to one. It was not bath water warm. It was icy cold, and I ain't never felt so good. You get in that water and see people come up crying and throwing their hands up to God because they felt that root of God come down in their soul, and that's putting the strength back in them. They said, one of them told me, said, I've done willful sin. Said, I got baptized when I was 12 years old, but I've done willful sin since then. And I said, well, you got to do your first works over and come back. And she come back and renewed herself to Christ, and glory to God, got baptized and give her life back to God where it's supposed to be. And how them happy people right now. And glory to God, they get the strength now that'll carry them through the end. But praise God, what shape are you in? What shape is your soul in right now? Because you know what? Like I said, we think it's crazy that God's people have to go through things. People just raise Cain about, why does bad things happen to the good children of God? It ain't God doing it. Over here,
amen.
I'm going to start at verse 12 of chapter 4. It said, beloved, this is what I wanted to get to, saved it for later. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice. Praise God. You say, when we're going through the fiery trial, that's what it says. Rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Glory to God. You remember what he said? If you suffer for Christ's sake, happy are ye. He didn't say that. He said, rejoice. Praise God. Because that proves to him that you've ceased from sin and you've actually been sanctified by the Spirit of God coming inside you. The sweet Holy Ghost lives inside you, guides you, teaches you, gives you strength when you're weak. Carry that last mile on, too. It goes on. That if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he's evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. And I'm at news for you.
Amen.
I will glorify the God that forgave me. And when he forgave me, I'd have told you. He didn't just take a few sins off of me. He was weighted down with my sins when he went to the cross. I wasn't a meek, mild-mannered sinner. I was wide open as a case knife, running for the devil. Glory to God. But I was running myself into hell. And one day it hit me. I just about destroyed my life with that junk. And I got down and just, I went to read my Bible. Went up here to this church right above us, Church of God up here. Old preacher was there named Tony Pope. He worked with me. He never was too busy. I'd go up there and knock on the door. Let's go out to church. We'd go out there. He'd go through things with the Bible with me. He'd write stuff out and give to me. When I'd go back up there, he'd say, I wrote this for you. Study that. Study the Bible on that. Got right in the woods, and there was God. I didn't go to church. I was right there in the woods, and God came on me. Friend, he'll love you enough to meet you where you're at. You got to love him enough to trust and give him glory. He said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer. Now listen to this one, church people, I'm speaking good. Or as a busybody in other
matters.
Stick your nose in your business. Keep the motes out of your eye. Don't be looking at your neighbors trying to pick the mote out of their eye. Get the beam out of yours first. That's what he's telling
Amen.
Us. Don't be a busybody in everybody else's service to God. You do all you can do. No matter what they do, you do all you can do for God. And it'll never be enough. Glory to God. Said, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Now, what are you saying, preacher? Are you saying, when I suffer for Christ, I'm supposed to get in a shouting, glorious fit? Yes. That shows that your salvation is true. That shows that your name is written down. That shows that God loves you enough that that place is prepared for you. Glory to God. That's for you. That's for me. All we got to do is stand for the Lord. We got to stand for Jesus. Glory to God. We got to kneel for Jesus. We got to be able to speak for Jesus and to witness for it in a lost and a dying world. One that will hate us for doing it. But we'll do it anyway. Because we love them as he's loved us. We've got to love other people the way Christ loved us. He was willing to give himself for every sinner that's ever lived, because they might have a way of escape. And if you love him, you're going to tell people. If you love him and they persecute you for telling them, then you're going to glorify God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because I know that I know that I know my name is written down. And no devil from hell can ever erase it. I may go through things for you, but dear God, you hear what I said? I go through them. I don't stay in them. My hope's in God.
Amen.
My peace is in the Lord. I go through them times and through them troubles and through them trials and through that tribulation because Jesus is on the other side of them and he's where I'm headed. He is my peace, my joy, my forever. Glory to God. My hope lies in Jesus. Where's yours at tonight? In the government? Boy, you messed up. But then mom and daddy, in their prayers for you, what about your prayers for you? People call me all the time. Brother, I need you to be praying for me. This is going wrong. And I'm thinking to myself, now you're a Christian, why can't you pray? I don't mind. I love praying for people. But people, we better be close enough to God. We know our prayers is making it to the throne room too. Glory to God. Here's what he goes on saying. I want y'all to listen close to what this says. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. So maybe you've been going to church. You've been going to church 50 years maybe. But you got into shape. You don't have a testimony no more. You don't have nothing to say no more. You don't can't even lift your hand. You can't holler out, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, for the salvation you brought to me. Thank you, Lord, that I don't have to worry about a sin debt that you paid at Calvary. I thank you, Lord, for your blood-bought salvation that you freely gave me. Oh, glory to God. No. So that's why judgment must first begin at the house of God. At the And listen to this. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Like a fire, folks. It's outer darkness. It's weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the flame is not quenched, but the worm dies not. It's eternal suffering. It's eternal being tormented. Oh, Satan is going to play with your soul forever, drive you deeper down the fire, and laugh at you. Because you're so dumb, you wouldn't listen when the Word of God was preached. You wouldn't put it in your life. You wouldn't accept Jesus. You weren't willing to give him nothing. But he's willing to ask him to forgive you, though, wouldn't he? And it said, if the righteous scarcely be saved. Think about it, scarce, that somebody lives their life through and makes it into the kingdom of God. And it ain't got nothing to do with God, his Word, his presence in your life, because he'll be there. But you got to allow him to be there. You got to serve him. You got to be willing to go through all this tribulation that lies before us. And be willing, gladly, to give yourself for the cause of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. It says, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? If we scarcely make it. I mean, if you look at it this way, if we barely make it, where are they going to be? That's why I'm preaching. You don't have to be one of them that's casting that lake of fire. It's not even made for you. It was made for the devil and the fallen angels. If you get there, you're going in as a thief. You're trying to steal their habitat forever. It's not made for you. It's not good for you. Jesus told us plainly in the book of John, it's not my will that none of you perish, but all come to repentance. Well, it's time to repent. It's time to truly get right. It's time to get your testimony back. It's time to take back what the devil has stolen from the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The praise and the giving of glory and the giving of thanks. Glory to God. And the giving of oneself for the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
God. It said, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him, in well as unto a faithful creator. People, I can't, I'm out of didn't say this any stronger. I wasn't big enough to keep my soul, or I wouldn't have been out in sin. I'm not big enough to keep it now. I've got to trust in Jesus to keep me. I trust in him to give me strength. I trust in him to give me help to be able to speak the word of God. I trust in him, glory to God, to let me live the word of God. I trust in him, hallelujah, to bring my lost children in, my lost grandchildren.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The people that hear me preach, glory to God, that something will be said that will touch their hearts and touch their minds and let their soul be gathered in to the arms of Jesus Christ, that they might become the children of the living God. That's all I did. I didn't do anything special, but I was adopted by the Lord. I've become part of his family. I'm his child now. But you can't tell me when you go to some of these fancy churches, these big old great big churches, when they get up and preach, well, there's many roads that lead to God. Then they'll preach, God says you just the way you are. That's a bald-faced lie. Why a preacher will lie is money most times. But here's why. Because he said, unless you're born again. So it's not just the way you are. It's the way you can be in Christ Jesus. It's the way you can be.
Amen.
Once you found the salvation that he's offering you, it's how you can be when grace and mercy come your way, glory to God. It's not just how you are. It's not just how I want to be. But you got to live by the will of God. You got to serve him with your whole heart. You can't even find Jesus till you look for him with your whole heart. That's the words out of the Bible. That the day you seek me with your whole heart, laying everything else aside to get a hold of God, he said, that's the day you'll find me. So people, lay things down. Get them out of your life. Trust him as a faithful and great creator of us. He made us in the image of God. We've got a heart that can be changed. We have forgiveness that can be applied. We have mercy that can be laid on our sins. They can be washed clean by that precious blood of our precious Savior, glory to God. We can live holy each and every day. But you got to start it out holy. And you got to end it holy. And you got to pray.
Amen.
He said, pray without ceasing. And in the book of Jude, he said, pray it in the Holy Ghost. How you going to pray in something you haven't got? That's why the churches are
dead.
They give up on this receiving the Spirit of God. Well, he forgave me. I prayed. I'm good. I'm sorry. But there's more to it than what we want it to be. We've got to be as God said to be, or we can't get in to where God's at. And I love everybody. But I have to preach the Word of God as the Word of God says it. I had to preach it to be truthful. He said, because all the liars have their place in the lake of fire. Just because a man, woman, whoever is standing up there preaching the word of God, don't make them be telling the truth. Because they'll lie on God because they don't know him. They can't be trusted with your soul. But you can, and Jesus can. Give your heart to him tonight. Right now, reach out to him in prayer and just say, Lord, look, I'm sorry. I've blamed you for a lot of things. I've had troubles and trials and tribulation come against me. I thought it was you punishing me because maybe I wasn't doing it just right. And now I've become cold or lukewarm on you. I hardly ever speak for you anymore. But God, tonight, I ask you to reawaken the Spirit of God in my soul. I ask you to give me a fresh anointing, God, that I can go out and be able to walk that last mile with you, the one that leads me straight to that kingdom of God. I don't want to fail, God. I don't want to falter. And just like the old song, I know that he won't fail me just a few steps from home. But will I make it all the way? Because my Bible says, he who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. People, if we can't make it to the end, we can't make it at all. So I ask you
that's
now,
right.
To pray with me. Bow your heads and pray with me tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this message. Because God, just
yes,
I was guilty myself for it. I say the why. But dear God, you know I know the why. I know that if we can't go through things to you, God, and put you above all things, that we can't have your salvation. But Lord, don't let us think that this road is beyond our strength to make it. Because you done told us you'd be right there with us. You'd give us strength to go on. You'd help us through our problems. You'd help us with the tribulation, the trials, the heartache of losing love. That you would be our hope. You would be our help. You would be our strength. And God, tonight I ask you, whoever it is that's praying to you, God, I feel that somebody's praying, and they're asking you, God, can I come back home? Lord, I ask you, have mercy on them. I know they may have run back, but God, you know it's just a step. All they got to do is turn around, and you'll be right there in their face, right there waiting on them with your arms stretched out. And I ask you right now, wrap your arms around them, God. Pour that strength of true faith and true holiness in their soul, God, and keep them till the end. Let them endure. Even if we must go through things, let it be joy to us to know that we're going through them for Jesus. We're going through them for God Almighty. And the end of that, there's a reward that no man can even think of, how good the things are that he's laid up for them that love him. Lord, I ask you to honor this word tonight. Let it go out and touch. Everybody hears it. Let them share it to their children. Share it to their loved ones. Share it everywhere, God, because it's time. It's high time that everybody took a hand in the Word of God and in the spreading it through this world. God, I thank you and praise you for all your goodness that you've shed upon me, all of your mercy. I ask you to be with us. I ask you to heal Sister Beatty right now, God, for that. Her sinuses and stuff that's troubled her so long.
Yes.
I believe I found the name of Jesus that you reached down and touched her. And God wants to draw, wipe that verse out. Oh, Satan just trying to push her down. But I say the name of Jesus. You're the lifter of the Lord. As we speak to the soul, you're the one that gives me strength to walk for you. I believe in your healing power. I ask you to move on, Brother Don. Brother Don, God, both of them need help. And need strength for them. God, let's ask you. Now, more prayer requests, God. We'll bring them in a little bit. But I ask you to touch them right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm just glad to be here tonight and to get to speak for God. He's done so much for me. The little that I do for him don't seem like nothing. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Praise the Lord. That was a good message. We're going to have Tim to come around here in just a minute and sing some songs for us. And we're going to have, we got many, many people that have contacted us about prayer. I want to say that you listening by Facebook out there, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, just turn them in there in the comments below and we'll get back with them. And we'll pray over them and believe God with you. But pray for all the people out there that need the Lord. We know there's many of them out there that God's dealing with. There's a lot of them that are just discouraged and they're afraid about, you know, what's going on in their lives and all around them and in the world. But they just need to stand on the Word of God for every situation that comes up in their lives. They just need to turn their lives over to God, and He'll take care of all the problems that come up in their lives that they'll just trust Him. And I want to read this one verse here, Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Amen.
He'll be with us. It don't matter what we're going through. He'll be with us, and he'll meet our needs if we just trust him. Tim's going to come around and sing for us to just worship the Lord with him. And let me get this one praise report in while he's getting ready there. This is the grandmother of Jonathan, little boy that we've been praying for, 5 years old. He's got different things wrong with him. And so his grandmother was giving a praise report that, you know, we've prayed for him many times, and they saw two miracles take place. They saw the brain, they saw the cyst on his brain being healed. The doctor said it would never change, and it has shrunk and gotten smaller, so we thank God for that. And the spinal bifida that he had, it was supposed to progress and keep him from walking, but it's stable, and they said he not only walks, but he runs. So we just praise God for that, for what he's doing for little Jonathan. And what he's doing for others that we ain't even heard about that we've been praying for. Just keep praying for everybody, and we'll keep praying for you guys, and Tim's going to come around and sing now. So obey the Lord and worship the Lord with us. Thank you, Jesus.
I woke up this morning, my mind began to race, and all the burdens and cares of this life and problems of a faith. But I know if I trust in you, Lord, you'll give me amazing grace. And if I keep in mind, if your wings are mine, I can make it through the day. Lord, I know that you give best, and I know you take away. Just help me to remember that you'll never leave me. Lord, I may not understand, but things turn out like they do. But I know you'll be what's best for me. Looking back on the year, I never stopped here, but it's through the rough weather that I built you so near. For Lord, I know it's your mercy for your children, they're friendly, and it's never been Lord, I know that you gave us, and I know you take away. So just help me to remember that you'll never leave me. Lord, I may not understand why things turn out like they did, but I know you'll do what's best for me, so I'll keep trusting you.
Yes.
Lord, I may not understand why things turn out like they do, but I know you'll do what's best for me, so I'll keep trusting you.
Thank you, Jesus.
A woman
I feel I'm so brave. Turn the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
We're going to, Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, my niece Amy's down here now helping Mother with some flowers, you know, for decoration and stuff. And I called up her and talked to her a while ago and asked her if she had any prayer requests. And she wanted everybody to remember her son, John David. He's the one that's in prison, you know, for drugs. They're supposed to bring him here back up here sometime this month to face charges from another county. We're just praying that they don't add more time to his sentence and stuff. But he's got charges up there to face besides what he's in prison for, drugs, of course.
Yeah.
And he said, remember him and remember her daughter, Brittany. And also she wanted us to remember her husband. His name's Todd. I don't want to give her last name, but just remember them, because what they really need, all of them, is that Savior. And Tim's talking about that one Savior, the only one there is Jesus. And I've got lost children, and I asked everybody to pray for my kids, you know. I pray for everybody. I want everybody to help me pray for mine. I want to see my kids come in before I leave this world. I want to know that they're going to be okay if the Lord don't come back first. And just remember all the ones in the hospitals and nursing homes and the jails and all here, you know, always don't fail to lift up the ones in the jails and prisons.
Amen.
Because they can be set free behind bars.
Amen.
Because God can free them of their sins and bring them in to be a child of God if they're willing, if they'll repent. And I just believe it's high time. The Bible said past high time, you know, that people get their heads right with God right now and their hearts right. Because you look how fast time's going now. Seems like we just had Christmas and already we're in May. I mean, it's just time's winding. People knows it, they notice it, but they don't pay no attention. Time's winding up. The clock can't be faster. And we may not have that long left to make up our mind where you want to spend eternity. Because you're surely going to spend it somewhere. But we've got a choice before we do. And that choice of quickly escaping a lot of people. There's people leaving every day, and all you can do is wonder if they's right or not. Because you never know them going to church. You never know them praying, getting right with God. But yet they've left this world. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be your children. Stay continually in prayer.
Amen.
And we can see more and more saved. Glory to God. Yes. Remember me. I try to go on and do God's will and everything. That he'll just keep a fresh anointing on me every time I get a chance to preach. I've been just blessed seeing people get saved lately. And I thank God for that. You know, it ain't me that does it. It's the drawing power of Almighty God that brings them in.
Thank you.
All we do is just preach the word to them. And that getting in is what God does.
Amen. Well, today's the National Day of Prayer, and it's our duty as a Christian to be lifting up all those that are in need and all those that need to be saved. It's our duty to be praying for sons up there at the White House. And with all the corruption and stuff going on, we certainly need to be praying for that situation.
Amen.
So let's just all lift up every single, you know, prayer request that comes in, and don't take it lightly, because there's many, many people in need, and it just breaks my heart to see all these prayer requests coming in with so many, you know, urgent needs. Daddy has cancer and needs a miracle. Ola Dockery fell and needs prayer. Little Jane at our church down there in Cleveland, she fell and got hurt real bad, so remember her. She's a good saint of God. Jeanette needs healing in her body. And my nephew, Chase, broke his collarbone and had to have surgery on it and everything, so he's still trying to heal, so remember him. And remember all them that need salvation. Like Brother Miles said, we all have family members that need the Lord. And I have many in my family that need to come to the Lord. And I'm believing that I'm going to see them being born again. So I just thank God for that. Sister Eloise needs prayer. She's going to be going in for some tests this month, several tests this month. And she's got diverticulitis. She's not hurting as bad as she was since she was prayed for, but just continue to lift her up. And pray for Casey Jones that was in that wreck several weeks ago. Her little boy passed away, I believe it was last week, and that was one of her little twin boys that was 4 years old. And as far as I know, she is still in the hospital. She had to have surgery on her nose. It was broken three spots. And she had a very bad concussion and something going on internally. So just lift Casey Jones up, and her other little children are already out of the hospital and with their grandparents. But remember this family, because I know it's hard on Casey being in the hospital and not being able to go to her own little boy's funeral. Just pray that God will comfort them. Heart goes out to them. Remember Carolyn Cooper that is taking chemo. She needs healing. And let's remember Dora and Jay. Dora's been that they found more cancer in her body, but the devil is a liar, and we're believing God for a miracle for her. God's already touched her, and I believe that he's going to continue touching her. Let's remember, like Brother Miles said, all the lost and all the ones in the jails and prisons, and we have several that's, you know, in there that needs prayer, and we're just believing God that he'll, you know, save them and put them on the right track. That's what it's all about, is them being born again. Pray for Alexis, and let's pray for Micaiah. He's battling with allergies. And pray for his mom as she goes out and ministers, and they both sing and everything. And let's remember Cameron and Kenny, Christine Hager, her blood pressure. And she's got a lot of worries, so let's pray for her. Roy Young needs healing. Let's remember Sharon Nowak. She said she needs prayer. Carla said that she needs prayer. She's in a lot of pain. Frank Kincannon needs prayer. He's got a bad knee and can't hardly walk and can't even take care of his wife no more, but she's in the nursing home and she fell. Let's remember her. Let's remember David and Leanne Fritz. He's been told that he has cancer, needs a miracle. Pray for our Pastor Don. He needs some prayers. He needs some strength. Let's remember Brother Ron. He needs healing in his body, and he also needs strength. Let's pray for all the pastors that are really reaching out to people and that are really preaching the gospel. Let's pray for the church in general.
Amen.
And let's remember Angie Yates' two little granddaughters. They're sick tonight, Izzy and Belle. And Glenn Poole said to pray for her son, Robbie. He's in desperate need of deliverance. And Dustin has been sick for a very long time. I believe he's still in the hospital. I mean, for months on top of months. He had COVID, and it just messed him up very bad, and he's still in the hospital, so he's needing God to move for him. And Kathy Easley said that her mom has pneumonia, and they was admitting her to the hospital, so she had went home with somebody had went home with her, that's what it was. And Billy Keeler, he's needing healing in his body. He's got pneumonia and in the hospital and has some other issues in his body that needs to be healed. Sherry McCrary says, I need prayer. And Ann Hagen, her son's son-in-law, years old, passed away. And they've already lost two other ones in their family this past couple weeks. And now her daughter, she's on hospice, and they're saying, you know, they've been saying that she could go at any time. And her name is Melissa Young. Remember the Hagen and the Young family. And Tim's aunt, Glenda Ward, she needs a miracle. They had to put a feeding tube in her last week. And they said all of her organs were shutting down. Remember her. We know that God's able to bring her out of this. And Tim's other aunt, Wanda Bibbins, is on hospice, needing a miracle. Pray for April and Abel. They need prayers. Sandra Davidson, she's on a walker now. Something's wrong with her knee. And she also said to remember her husband. It said it was an urgent prayer for him. And Pam Witt says to remember her mom. She was being admitted to the hospital with heart rate up and blood pressure. And they also think that she is septic. So remember her. Remember Ledford and her husband. He's in the hospital. They done a procedure on his throat today. So she said she needs all the prayers she can get for him. Little Landon, he didn't get to do chemo this week. He was very sick, and they had to, I think, maybe take him to Children's or something. And they had to put a tube in him so they could give his meds to him. So he looked very bad on the internet today, so we need to lift that little boy up. I think he's around 4 or 5 years old. And his little friend Noah that is taking chemo also, and all those little kids that are going through all this stuff, let's lift them up.
Amen.
And let's remember Becca Reed, her daughter, was not in her car when this happened, but a big semi come through and hit her car. And thank God that she was not in it when this happened. God was watching over, and her mother wants to thank God for taking care of her daughter.
Yes,
and Becky in her lungs and in her body. Brenda Moses, my niece, she still needs prayers. And there's just so many more out there that needs God to move for them. And let's pray for all the people on Facebook. And I know there's many other needs that we don't know about, but God knows every one of them. We're just going to have Brother Miles to lead us in prayer, and we're going to believe God for all of the needs. Lord, we just pray for you, and we just thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, God. This is all we know now. We know the source of our help is God. We know that when we cry out in the name of Jesus,
believe,
that things
Lord,
happen.
That
people are
they're brought
under conditions to get saved. And God,
Lord,
I'm praying right now
for every one of these needs.
Your name has been spoken
tonight.
God,
to pray that
you do the miracle one in each one. Those with the cancer, God, I thank you. That you'd starve that cancer. That you'd not even
in
one more shame. That it died by the name of God. By the hand of God. And by your grace, Lord.
We ask
you, Lord, to move on. What my niece has spoken out, God, for her son and her daughter and her husband. God, they need Jesus.
And Lord,
and
touch
their
all
lives,
the ones
have
been
and put into your hands, God, and I beg you to move
Lord,
on them, to call them and to urge them and to convict them that they
we
come to know you as Savior, Lord. We ask you for our lost children, lost loved ones, all these out here, God, that don't know you, that don't have a desire to know you, God. I ask you to put that longing in their hearts for you that nothing else would fill it. God, we ask you right now to move on. Brother Billy Keeler down there in that hospital tonight with pneumonia in him again. It's the second time in a short while he's had pneumonia. I ask you to heal him, Father, and to set him back on his feet, Father. I ask you to move Brother Don, Brother Ron. God, each of them needs strength put in his body. Brother Ron is healing in him, God. That blood is becoming
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. what you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to touch all the unspoken people. You see each and every need, Lord, and we're asking you to move on everyone, Lord. Just on the ones
let it be cleared out
and
the hand of God be upon her right now. Let the mercy of healing virtue enter her body and drive her out. It's torment and Satan. We know what it is. But God and
Lord,
we pray with us. It's not going to stop. But we'll glorify God that we're suffering a little bit.
We
glorify our Savior. And as you go to be with the broadcast, Lord, it goes out, reaching the world of pride, the Lord ministers to the saints, but the saints that are freaking them, the ministers to the lost, that they give their heart over to Jesus in their life. And Lord, that he'll be the light in their life, the hope that goes beyond our understanding, a hope that we know we can stand on and see things done. Let our faith be the bridge between us and you, dear God. The faith is blessing in you for all things, because we can't heal cancer. Lord, we can't even heal a broken heart. But dear God, you can. So Lord, we want to praise you now for each one of these requests, God. I thank you for your word,
Lord. And we just pray that people will take
you, Lord. The honor to
your
praise,
word,
let
your word,
wake
Lord,
up and know
and
that when
Jesus
bad things happen, it don't come from
God.
God's
word is asking you to God touch Billy down there in the hospital. We pray you'll raise him up again, Lord. You've done it many times. Touch this,
to give us
touch these lungs, to give him what he needs, Lord, in his body.
Because when we come through something, we know then that God can deliver us. Lord, I didn't think this happened. We
praise your holy name. Lord, we just
Lord, I honor your sweet name. What you've done in my life, God, I praise you and thank you. God, we always have a testimony. Fresh only with what you've done. Lord, we give you the honor, the glory for everything. In
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your sweet name. Glory to God.
To your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see that we have about 6 minutes. You have anything else to add, Brother Miles?
I'd like to say something I said the other day. You know, when I worked at Hamilton up here in a bearing plant for years, and when some of them tooling die boys used to make knives for us, cut them out of steel, they learned how to temper them blades through the fires and get it just the right temper in it. When you sharpen them, you cut about anything, and it stays sharp. Well, that's what God does to us. You know, we're talking about why do bad things happen to good people? If you never went through anything, how would you know that God is there with you? How would you know that he gives you the strength to overcome all the obstacles that the enemy lays in front of you? But he tempers us, just like those blades that they made was tempered in the fire. He baptizes us, according to Matthew 3:11, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That fire is to temper us, to strengthen us, to give us power over the enemy. And praise God, you know, we go through difficulties in our life. The Bible says much tribulation. But we go through it to make us stronger, not to make us weaker, not to bring us down, but to lift us up, to make it our way home closer and easier for us walking. Because the devil, he says in the Bible, he goes like a roaring lion. Everywhere he goes, he's seeking somebody to devour, somebody to bring down, somebody to tear loose from the hand of God. But nothing can tear you loose from the hand of God unless you let go. Praise God. Because he will give you strength to face the things in front of you. He will give you power to go through the things of this life. He will make you more than an overcomer through the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of your testimony. So praise God. Churches, I'm telling you, if you ain't been testifying, you better have a testimony ready, because God will call on you. He'll put somebody in your path that needs to hear something from you, that needs to be lifted up to God, that needs to know that no matter what comes, that we can go through it with Jesus Christ by our side. He will walk before us. in the storm. Glory to God. But we've got to have that faith to hold on and to let our trust, our faith, be in God and God alone. It's not in us. It's not in our strength, but it's in the power of the Lord. Glory to God. They won battles back in the Old Testament. All them armies come against them, they'd win that battle. They said, not by fire and not by swords, not by staves, none of that stuff. All of it was by the power of God. And if you don't believe it, get over and read in your Bible about Elisha and his servant when that great army encompassed them. And they looked around, that servant, what are we going to do? And Elisha said, open his eyes, God, that he can see. All over the mountains, all over the hills was angels everywhere. And Elisha said, there's more us than are them. And they put that army to flight, two people, with God. So it don't matter what's coming against you. Just know that you've got all the help that you need to overcome it. Yeah. If your faith won't waver, if you believe God will, if you believe God loves you, and he'll stand with you in the midst of the storm, and glory to God, just hang on. He'll take you through. High glory. The other side,
amen,
is peace again. There's peace on the other side of the storm. Like when Jesus was in the ship and the storm came up and they said, Master, do you not care that we perish? And he's wondering, why are you doubting? I'm right here. And he stood up and looked out and said, peace be still. And his feet become a great calm before him. And they said, what manner of man is it? Well, he wasn't a man. He was God in the flesh. And praise God, he's with me. He's with you if you believe it. If he's your Savior, you're born again. Jesus is not going to let this world or the things of it overcome you. But he'll take you all the way to the end. And glory to God. Heaven is what we got to look forward to. Don't let go. Don't let up. Don't lose your testimony. Don't lose your faith.
Amen.
Hang on. But praise God, it gets better. Glory to God. We may have pain tonight, but he said, joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Remember that and hang on, because it won't be long. I believe this. It won't be long till this evil in this world that's overrunning it is going to be thrown down and nothing standing but those that believe in the Lord and trust in him. Glory to God. I love everybody out there. I want y'all to know that.
Amen.
I love you. I wouldn't preach as hard as I preach if I didn't love you, but I care about where you spend your eternities. I want it to be in the kingdom of God with all the things God laid up for you. Don't fail him, because he'll never fail you. Now turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. I got one scripture I want to read real quick. Leave it with you. It's Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I just felt like reading that there. Everybody needs to hear the word. And
amen.
Remember, we got Pastor Don Harris is on broadcast every Monday at 6 p.m. And it's USA Eastern Standard Time. So join us then on every Monday, and join us every Thursday night for Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. It'll be USA time, 6 to 8. And we want to say good night. We love you all. God bless. Go with God, and he'll go with you. We love
amen.
You all. God bless.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Night, y'all.
Bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.